Well, the big day has arrived. It's time for total consecration. Stay right there. Here we go. Man, I can't believe the day is here. Welcome to Total Consecration Day. Today is October the 7th, the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. 33 days of preparation are finished. We are ready to consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary or to renew our total consecration. My name is Gary Zimek, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here with you today. This is an incredible day. I am so excited. I actually made my total consecration, renewed my total consecration at Mass this morning, and I'm just thrilled to be able to do it again, to renew it once again for the fifth year in a row, and to help lead you through the process as well. We're going to read the consecration prayer on the program. I'm going to share some thoughts, and then for the remainder of the week, we'll look at what happens now. We'll start that process today. We'll start looking at some of the things that happen now that we have made our total consecration. But I will really concentrate on that as we go forward for the remainder of the week. This is a big day, and I hope you're excited about it. I thank you for your email responses. I thank you for your honesty. I think I got the best questions that I ever got this year. In the past, I have gotten some people really, I mean, to be honest, some people having an attitude about being open to this process of total consecration. And you were great this year. I didn't get any nasty emails. And I don't want to say I've gotten nasty emails in the past, but I have had people really take exception to some of the ideas presented by St. Louis de Montfort and really weren't willing to be open to it. I don't see any of that this year, and I have seen questions about maybe nervousness about doing this, fear of what's to happen. And I got an email yesterday, and I really want to touch on this before we do the prayer for total consecration. And it has to do with fear of completely, totally entrusting ourselves to the Blessed Mother. I think that's a great point. And what I would say, if you're in that position, if you're just afraid, if you're afraid to really commit to this, remember that you praying this prayer and consecration itself is an act of the will. So even if you're afraid and you do it anyway, it's not going to take away the effectiveness of this great devotion. It's still going to have every bit as much of effect. The effect will be every bit as strong in your life, especially when you're afraid or when you're a little hesitant. Do it anyway. Now remember, if it's horrible and you absolutely have to reverse it, you can do that. But I really don't think you're ever going to feel this desire to reverse your total consecration. Just give Mary a chance to work in your life and go with the promptings that you receive. If you feel you should be praying more, if you feel as if you should be trying to get to daily Mass, if you feel that you should be spending more time in adoration, more time reading the Bible, that's probably Mary at work in your life. If you feel that you should be volunteering at church, if you feel that you maybe should give more money to charity, these are all ways that Mary can help you to overcome the fears that you face each day. I have them too, and I've noticed a great increase in my desire to do things which I previously would not have done since I made my total consecration. I've noticed that huge change. Just the very fact that I'm working in full-time ministry with no guarantees of any kind, I'm not the type of guy who does things like that. So when I first made my total consecration, it was October the 7th, 2011, shortly after that, I got laid off, and that's what launched my, that really gave me the incentive to launch my full-time career as a speaker and an author. I would have never done that if it wasn't for that layoff, and I really attribute all of this to the Blessed Mother. I'm so grateful to her for guiding me along the way ever since I made my total consecration, and I plan to continue to renew it for the rest of my life. Daily, I make a small renewal every day. I say, Blessed Mother, I am all thine, and all that I have is thine. And these were, I believe this was the recommendation of St. Louis de Montfort. I read about this years ago, of how to renew ourselves each day. In other words, I give her everything every day. And I say it when I put on my scapular. I take my scapular off when I'm getting ready in the morning, when I'm taking my shower. I put it back on, and I give it a kiss and say to say those words to the Blessed Mother. And that's my little way each day of renewing my total consecration. And, of course, I do it in a big way each year with the 33-day preparation period. I'm going to, you know, it's funny. I have mixed emotions today. I get sad when this is over because I'm really in this with you. And as hard as it is for me to do shows on Saturday and Sunday, and believe me, it is. You might have sensed a little tiredness in my voice sometimes. I've been tired over the past few months. It's difficult at times, but I also get sad because I just love it so much, and I love the connection that you and I have, the emails, the fact that you're listening to the program, the fact that you're building me up by showing me what great faith you have because you want to do this so bad. And it turns out every year we keep some of the listeners we get during Total Consecration. I hope you're going to be one of those listeners that sticks around. But I do lose some because it's not, sometimes it's not easy to continue listening to the program each night. I do hope you'll become a regular listener of the show, but I do get sad as we put this consecration preparation to rest each year. Also because I get so much out of the preparation process. Even though I've been through this material with Father Gately before, I got a lot out of it this year. And I really hope you did as well. I hope you will not be a stranger. I hope you'll continue to listen to the program. And I hope you'll never forget that email address, Gary@followingthetruth.com, because I really do want to hear from you. Before I pray, I want to share something with you. I talked about the themes of the program. Now remember, we're going to continue next week with our regular daily themes. We will look at the scripture readings from Daily Mass each day, but in addition, here are going to be the themes that I'll be using, different theme each day. These are the same ones that I've used prior to consecration. I decided to keep them because they're really good. Monday is What Do Catholics Really Believe? We're going to continue to look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church and really find out what it is that we believe as Catholics. Tuesday, Imitating Christ. We'll look at the book, The Imitation of Christ, by Thomas A. Kempis. Wednesday is My Daily Bread. This is a book that I've been using from Father Anthony Payone. This is an excellent book that helps us to live our faith and grow closer to Christ each day. Thursday, for the time being, I'm going to keep it open and use a different theme each Thursday until I settle in on something definite. And then on Friday, we'll look at The Power of Kindness, this great book by Father Lawrence Lovasik that I've been using for years now on the show. This is one of my most popular features, and I think it's something that so many of us really need in our lives, the importance of learning to be kind to one another. It's so critical, and it can really hurt our relationship with Christ if we don't work on this. So that's what we'll do on Friday. I'll keep you posted. Some of these changes, these themes evolve as weeks go on. My goal during Advent will be to launch into an Advent retreat so we can do an Advent retreat without even leaving our homes. That's my plan. If that changes, I'll let you know. And of course, if you have questions, you know where to contact me. Before we take a look at some of the what Father Gately, his pre-consecration comments, let's pray, and then I have one more thing I want to say to you before we read the consecration prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much for granting us another day. We're so grateful that you have allowed us to remain alive. Please continue to help us to grow closer to you by getting to know your Son Jesus and with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you so much for the gift of your Blessed Mother Mary. May we grow in love for her each day. And may she always bring us to her Son Jesus, who will bring us to you, Father. We lift up those who are suffering today, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are sick, those who are struggling financially or dealing with an addiction of any kind. Please help us, help our families, help those around us. Father, I turn this program over to you. I ask you to work through me. Please speak through my voice, my words, and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Thank you for helping us to persevere for this entire 33-day preparation. Please continue to assist us as we walk on that road which will lead to heavenly life, eternal life, I should say, in heaven with you. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Mother Mary, we now turn to you and ask for your prayers. As on this very special day, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's a very special day also. It is the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. And on this day, the Church focuses on the effectiveness and the power contained in the Rosary. And now that we're consecrating ourselves to the Blessed Mother, I've fought this for years. I would always come up with excuses why I didn't have to say a complete Rosary every day. But ever since my spiritual director got me on the right track, and ever since I have been determined to make the time to pray my rosary every day, and in fact, my family now joins me. We all pray our daily rosary. My wife Eileen and I, we were praying the rosary separately for a number of years. And finally, we asked our girls, Mary and Elizabeth, to join in, and now we're all praying the rosary as a family each night. I have seen so many great blessings in our life, and in the lives of those for whom we pray. I mean, it is just an incredibly powerful way to grow closer to the Lord and unleash His power through the intercession of His Mother. Absolutely incredible. So I would recommend you, now that you have made you're about to make your total consecration to Jesus through Mary, that you really make it a point to pray the rosary every day. I know it sounds a little bit daunting because we're very busy. We have things to do. But if you make the time, you're going to see incredible changes and great power unleashed in your life. I can assure you of that. So give it a thought. If you can possibly do that, please do so. I had to take a sip of my beverage du jour. I've got a nice big glass of water. I've got the window open. It's a gorgeous day here in South Jersey. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. You know, I always tell you every year that when I make my total consecration, or when you make your total consecration, I always make it a point to say, don't be upset if you don't feel anything. Well, today, as can be expected, I've got a little bit of an upset stomach. I'm a little tired. It's one of those days. But this happens to me every year. And I've learned that we can't base the effectiveness of our spiritual exercises on how we feel. Because if we do that, we're going to be really disappointed. So I don't care how you feel today. This total consecration is going to really do great things in your life. If you feel peaceful, if you feel just on top of the world today, that's wonderful. Go with it. But if you don't, you're okay. It doesn't mean you didn't work as hard as you can. I'm going to share Father Gately's thoughts on the total consecration, but I also want to share I want to ask you for a favor. I would first ask for you to please keep me in your prayers. Being involved in full-time ministry has its challenges, and I don't know if I've mentioned, but I'm working on a pretty massive book project right now with a tight deadline, and it's been a little overwhelming, and there have been times when I was ready to pull my hair out. I still got several months to go. And my traveling is going to pick up soon. I really need your prayers. Financially, I've got my back against the wall, being totally honest with you. I would ask for your prayers that I'll be able to get more speaking engagements and that I'll be able to bring in many new donors and people who are willing to help me to keep this program on the air and to keep my full-time ministry active. I need your prayers for that. If you are able to contribute financially to my work, I would really very much appreciate it. It's very much needed. I don't like talking about this, but I need your help. So if you have benefited from this total consecration preparation, I would ask you to please help me financially to keep this program and my work going. Please don't be afraid. I could use the biggest donation that you can make. That's all I'm going to say. You can go to followingthetruth.com. Go to the donate page. There you can donate securely through PayPal. You can either make a one-time donation or you can become a monthly sponsor. I really need some new monthly sponsors. So remember, you can cancel that at any time. Just please be as generous as possible. And I don't want to turn you off with this, but I really need increased donations in order to stay afloat. And I know you're going to come through. So many of you already have. If you can, whatever you can do, it's very much needed. And I thank you. I really do. I will promise to pray for you. And I will promise to do what I can to be here for you if you have any questions. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Let's talk about Father Gately's pre-consecration comments. Here's what he says. Congratulations. And you know what? I'm going to second that. Congratulations. You've listened to me for 33 days. You deserve some kind of congratulations. I tell you what. You've made it to consecration day. Now get ready for a gloriously new morning in your spiritual life. Of course you're already ready. You've been faithfully preparing for this moment for the last 33 days. So here are just three things I recommend by way of final preparation. Number one, make a good confession. But if you don't have time to do so before the consecration, then from your heart, tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins and make a resolution to go to confession as soon as you reasonably can. And I would say the same thing. In the past, we have used preparation material that absolutely insisted that you go to confession. I brought this up with Father Mike when he was on my show a couple of years ago. And I asked him, Father, why is it that you don't make it an absolute necessity to go to confession? His reason was that he didn't want to push anybody away, because he realized the great power of this total consecration. And in fact, when we go through the consecration process and we consecrate ourselves, we're going to have a greater desire to take advantage of God's mercy in the sacrament of confession. And Father Gately, in his wisdom, recognizes this. And that's why he doesn't make it mandatory, but he does strongly encourage it. So I'll say the same thing. Tell God you're sorry for your sins, because you're going to make your consecration today, or you've already done it. Probably not possible for you to go to confession at this point, but do so as soon as you can. It's a life-changing experience, and I would strongly encourage you to do that. Secondly, Father Gately states, write out or print up the prayer of consecration so that you can sign it after you've recited it. That's a good thing to do, because when I first made my consecration, I have a piece of paper that is signed, and I have it hanging in my office on my bulletin board. I would recommend that you do that. If you can write it up, or if you can possibly sign your name to it, it makes it a lot more official. Thirdly, get a miraculous medal to wear around your neck as a sign of your consecration, or at least keep one in your purse or wallet. And he refers us to the explanation of the miraculous medal in the appendix. Again, these things are recommendations. They are not essential to the consecration. Now, one thing that I do, and this is really special to me, the Montfortian Fathers, who were the fathers of St. Louis' order, they offer a little chain that's available. It looks like a little ID bracelet, and it has the familiar totus tuus ego sum Latin expression, which means I am totally yours. It's St. Louis' pledge to the Blessed Mother. I am all yours. And of course, that's the motto from St. John Paul II's pontificate. I have this little sterling silver bracelet. I think they charge $25 for it. I wear this every day, and mine has been lost in the snow. Mine has been beaten up in many ways. It looks a little worse for the wear. It's been through a lot with me. But every morning, I put on this bracelet, and I give it a kiss. And I had it blessed by a priest, too. It's a very special reminder of this fact that I am chained to Mary. St. Louis talks a lot more about this than Father Gately does. But this idea of total consecration, it enables us to be chained, if you will, to the Blessed Mother. In other words, she's not going anywhere. And when we start to fall, when we start to fumble around, she's there for us. It's a nice visible sign of the Blessed Mother's presence in our life. If you need more information, I don't, honestly, off the top of my head, I don't remember their website, but the Montfortian Fathers, they're based out of Long Island, I believe. They offer this for sale. Send me an email if you want to know about how to get your own chain that represents your love for the Blessed Mother and the fact that you're connected to her, and I can get you the information if you can't find it. The Miraculous Medal, I wear a Miraculous Medal. I have it attached to my scapular, so I have numerous reminders of the Blessed Mother. Mother Teresa loved the Blessed Mother. She would give out blessed Miraculous Medals. So it is a very good way to entrust yourself to Mary through her Miraculous Medal. There is a Miraculous Medal Novena. I pray it every week. Our church leads this Miraculous Medal Novena. We want some ways to remain devoted to Mary. And we're going to talk more about things that we can do after the consecration. We'll start that tomorrow. Attitude, renewal, devotion. And I'm going to read some of this material that Father Gately has in the book because it's really good. It's really good. And remember this special day, this day of Our Lady of the Rosary. I would encourage you to make your renewal next year. If this is the first time you've made your total consecration, do it on the same day next year. It becomes special. So every September the 4th, you begin your 33-day preparation, and you go through the renewal again. I can't tell you how much it means in my life. And I think you're going to feel the same way. If the good Lord grants me the ability to still be here next year, I intend to do this again next year, and I hope you'll join me as well. So without further ado, let's read together the prayer of consecration. Oh, let me read what Father Gately's comments are. They're short, and then we'll go into the prayer. Okay, so you're ready to make your consecration. Now you'll need the right prayer. You can use either the one that follows, one from the saints, or one that you write yourself. Whatever prayer you use, I recommend that you recite it after attending Mass or even after receiving Holy Communion, if there's time. If you can't get to Mass, you can still make the consecration. Mass is highly recommended, but not essential. With or without Mass, after you recite the consecration prayer, I suggest that you sign it, date it, and keep it in a safe place. When I renew my consecration annually, I like to recite the prayer from the original copy and then sign and date it again. Anyway, once again, here's the 33 Days to Morning Glory prayer of consecration that summarizes the main ideas of our four Marian giants. And I'd just like to add, before we read this prayer, we pray it together. I'm so proud of you for doing this. And if you had any idea how happy I am for you, you wouldn't believe it, because I really am. You might not even feel what I'm feeling for you, but just know that I'm really happy for you. And I'm just so blessed that you are a listener to this program, and that you are willing to stick it out and put up with 33 days of me. I am blessed, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. So thank you. And when we pray this prayer, what I'm going to say is, I, Gary Zimak. Now, you don't use my name, because you're going to reconsecrate me. I'm going to consecrate myself. While I say my name, you state your name. You probably already figured that out, but I just wanted to explain that. So you ready to get started? Here we go. Let's pray Father Michael Gately's version of the Total Consecration Prayer and officially, if you haven't done so, officially consecrate ourselves to Mary. To Jesus through Mary, to be more accurate. I, Gary Zimak, a repentant sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce Satan and resolve to follow Jesus Christ even more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with love for Jesus. Make it always attentive to his burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in your most pure heart, that I may love Jesus and the members of his body with your own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. If I fall, please lead me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water that flow from his pierced side, and help me never to lose my trust in this fountain of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mother, you who always do the will of God, I unite myself to the perfect consecration of Jesus as he offers himself in the Spirit to the Father for the life of the world. Amen. There you go. There you go. We just did it. We are now consecrated to Jesus through Mary. And essentially, a summary of the consecration prayer goes like this. We gave Mary permission to work in our lives and to make us saints. So whereas we still are required or expected and expected to do what we can, whatever we can, to grow closer to Christ, Mary's at work now. Mary's going to make it easier for us to do what we need to do, because you know as well as I do that so many times in life we slip up and we decide to take the easy way out, and we don't do the right thing because it's painful, because it's not that easy. Now you're going to have help. You are not doing this on your own. Mary is going to help you. And you're going to find it easier to do those things which were never easy in the past. You'll find yourself wanting to be with Jesus, to spend time with him, to make the time. But when you get those feelings, make sure you go along with them. Make sure you cooperate with this grace that you're going to be getting. It's good stuff. We still have to do our part, but it just got a heck of a lot easier. Now, tomorrow on the program, I really hope you'll join me tomorrow, Thursday, and then again on Friday, we'll talk about what happens next. What do we do now that we have made our total consecration? And I think it's important to consider that, because it's confusing. Well, now we made it. Big deal. What do we do now? Because we're used to doing these meditations every day. We don't want to just stop and give everything up. Even though Mary works behind the scenes, we're still expected to do something. We'll talk about that on Thursday's program as well as Friday's. And as always, if you have questions, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Please accept my congratulations. I am so happy for you. Know that I'm going to be praying for you. And I ask you to please continue for all of us who have made or renewed our total consecration on this day. It is a great thing. Your life will change. And I promise you're not going to regret this, but just hang in there and give the Blessed Mother a little chance to work and start looking for little ways that she is working in your life. You might miss them because you're so distracted with your problems. You might miss what Mary's doing. Give her a chance and she will work. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and congratulations. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care.